AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Election day is a week from Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump will be at rallies in Tempe, Arizona, and Las Vegas today. Vice President Kamala Harris will be at a rally tonight in the Atlanta suburbs with former President Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. Some big name star power is going to be on the presidential campaign trail. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Three people familiar with the matter who are not authorized to speak publicly tell the Associated Press Beyonce will be at Kamala Harris's rally Friday in Houston, which is Beyonce's hometown. The Harris campaign did not comment. Beyonce had given Harris permission early in her campaign to use the song Freedom, which has been Harris's walkout music. Beyonce had given tickets to her Washington concert last year to Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
In a radio interview, Donald Trump says he will fire Special Counsel Jack Smith within 2 seconds of taking office if elected. Smith was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland 2 years ago and has charged Trump over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election and his mishandling of classified documents. The Secretary of State in Georgia says the state acted quickly earlier this month to thwart an attempt to flood the absentee voter portal in an apparent attempt to crash the site. It wasn't clear where the attack originated. A new report from the UN says without immediate action, the world is on pace for significantly more warming.
Record emissions mean record sea temperatures, supercharging monster hurricanes. Record heat is turning forests into tinder boxes and cities into saunas. Record rains are resulting in biblical floods.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is teetering on a planetary tightrope. Three white men serving life sentences for chasing and killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, in 2022, are asking a Georgia judge for a new trial. The reasons include a tainted jury to ineffective counsel for one of the men. This is AP News. Researchers at a London-based think tank say Russian accounts are spreading and amplifying misinformation about hurricane response in the U.S.
There are plenty of legitimate concerns about recovery efforts after Milton or Helene, but the Institute for Strategic Dialogue found posts linked to Russian state media and online accounts were spreading English-language content with fake images, like flooding at Disney World that never happened. Among the posts circulating were anti-Semitic attacks against the director for public affairs at FEMA and the mayor of Asheville, North Carolina. The findings are consistent with previous Kremlin campaigns to exploit legitimate debate about hot-button issues. Another study by researchers at the Israeli tech firm Cyabra found a significant number of posts on X criticizing FEMA's storm response couldn't be verified as coming from a real person. And under the most popular posts seen over 500 million times, a quarter of the responses were fake. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.